Warning, this show is not for sensitive snowflakes. We enjoy the right to offend each other. It's part of this free speech thing that we fought so hard to get. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Hell's diversity.
Well, I could be wrong, but I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
I think it was. Wasn't diversity that ship?
That was it.
I
the
think
USS
it was a ship.
Diversity.
Yeah, from the weatherman. Wow. Way back machine. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So glad that you're joining us on a Monday. I welcome all of you all around the globe. And we have the great Dr. Duke Pesta joining us. I got Uncle Melty and Dr. Pesta, which is always a lot of fun. Welcome to the show, Dr. Pesta.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. You can catch the Dr. Duke Show, and it's, man, you are getting quite the following. There's a lot of ways to listen to you, too. I mean, this is just amazing. I'm glad that you're doing so well, because you really deserve it. And people need to know that there's a very conservative, outspoken, who will call it like it is, professor out there who is willing to call out the nonsense. So I love what you're doing.
Yeah, just go to drdukeshow.com, mm-hmm. and you can download the podcast. It's free of charge. And if you like the commentary we have on your show, Kate, about education, we do an hour show every week. It'll keep you completely informed.
Yes, I love this. And you know what? I so want to talk about – I want to play a little clip for you. This was Eric Swalwell. I want everybody to listen to this, by the way. This is about the cream of the crop of the cream of the crop that we get running for president. Here is Eric Swalwell, right, Uncle Melty?
Yep, In Iowa.
And this is his bold statement. Here we go.
But I will always be real with you. I will be bold without the bold.
I will be bold without the bold. And nobody clapped. Nobody clapped. It was so awkward. I don't even know what he meant. We're still trying to figure it out. What does being bold without the bold mean? Isn't that without bold? Anyway, I don't even know. And this is about the cream of the crop that we're getting. And when you look at this whole pool of people, you're just thinking, how in the world did we get here in America, right, with this cream of the crop?
It's amazing to me about the Democrat candidates.
Yeah.
The only real running credential they have is that they're not Donald Trump. It just goes to show you that Trump and Trumpism and Donald Trump supporters and Donald Trump's personality is all they've really got to run on. I mean, when you've got people like, imagine if you had somebody running for president or a Republican president who was just a little less flamboyant with his
mm-hmm.
rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
If you had somebody a little bit more boringly mainstream with his rhetoric, what would the Democrats be running on right now? Can you imagine if they were running against George W. Bush again and their entire platform was the economy is working so well, let's rip it apart, that what we really need to fix everybody's booming economy is more socialism. We actually have Democrat politicians trying to define the word Democrat mm-hmm. socialism so they could be both socialism and pretend to care about the people. I mean, without Trump's flamboyant personality, which really aggravates them, what would they be running on? I mean, all the policies, all this lemming-like flocking to the left, jumping over a cliff to show your left-wing bona fides, when it's a pretty small majority, pretty small minority of Americans who identify that far left. It just seems like such a stupid strategy. But guys, mm-hmm. it's over. The polls have already told us, right?
Yeah.
That Trump's down 20 points. He's down 10 points. He's lost all the swing states. The three states that carried him, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, are lost.
Them.
You may as well not show up here. No one wants to hear from Donald Trump, according to the polls. Even on Fox News, it's over.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. In fact, they say he's getting killed. That Biden's 9 points ahead. And it was Sanders, right? I don't know. It's hard to keep up because every other day, one of them is ahead. And all three together, they have about one brain cell combined. And so it always surprises me that this is how it's going to go. They also did this with Hillary, too. They also put her ahead when they had to actually green screen people into her rallies.
But
go right
the
ahead
funny thing is, when you take the Real Clear Politics poll, it shows the percentages that all the Democrats, all 20 of them, get, and it only adds up to 65%. So half the people, almost half the people, don't even want to vote for him.
Yeah, and you know, and the other thing that gets me about these candidates, these Democrat candidates, is how bloody sanctimonious they are. Mm-hmm. I mean, what they're basically telling the American people is, you're too stupid, we're too smart. That you don't understand, we're going to fix it for you. That you don't get economics, you don't realize that the relatively stable price of gasoline, or you don't realize the fact that we're finally standing up to Chinese intellectual piracy. You don't understand the fact that the economy is good and people are investing. You don't understand that that's really a sign that it's horrible.
Isn't that funny? There was a big article that just cracked me up, because as we went into the weekend, I was talking about this really ridiculous impeach Trump march, because they can't point to any crime. There's the Constitution spells out a list of crimes. They can't point to one of them. They just wanted to make sure to do something about him, and that was to impeach. And so I called it the ignorance rally. Well, they had 130 of them across the nation, paid for by Soros. Complete bust. Even in Southern California, 20 people showed up.
This is the left has convinced their followers that to be Republican, to be conservative, to be Christian is a crime. Right. They've convinced themselves of that, and which is why they're constantly befuddled why nobody's doing anything. As much as Nancy Pelosi is itching, as much as somebody with that much Botox can itch, as much as Nancy Pelosi is itching to impeach the president, or her instincts want her to, she's got enough common sense to know that he's not done anything impeachable. And yet the dwindling hordes that follow these leftist progressives, they don't seem to be able to understand what the law is.
Yeah.
It's just amazing how they carry on. But in all fairness, we do get some good information.
What's
like
it?
I learned this weekend from Buttigieg.
Yeah.
That what a judge.
We've actually had many gay presidents in the past.
That was news to me, too.
We just didn't know it.
Right. There's so many. I mean, they're on every corner. So I'm so much like half of our population, at least, right, is gay. So they're,
What gets me is he came out. We've had, 45 presidents? He came out and said that statistically it would be almost impossible not to have had a gay president. Let the stupidity of that sink in for a moment. We've had 45 men run the country in over almost 250 years. And when you think about the percentage of homosexuals at any time living, the percentages are much, much smaller, not bigger, right? With that limited a group of men, most of whom were married and sired children, it comes down to President Buchanan, who apparently had no kids, and Abraham Lincoln. This is my favorite. Mm-hmm. They argue that Abraham Lincoln was gay because of a book that came out about 10 years ago, which documented how Abraham Lincoln, when he traveled on the stump when he was campaigning in Kentucky, would actually share a bed with another man in an inn, without even pointing out the fact that that's what you had to do in the 19th century. You didn't get your own room. You didn't get your own bed.
That's
sometimes when you wandered in on your horse at the end of a long trail, you had to get in bed with another man. Mm-hmm. And the fact is that what gets me about it is with somebody like Lincoln, they keep calling him homosexual when the best they could call him was bisexual. Let's argue for the sake of argument that Lincoln did have gay trysts on the road in his inns.
Right.
The fact remains he was also attracted to women. He had a wife. He had children.
Yep.
But for the purposes of Buttigieg's political convenience, anybody like Lincoln is gay now. Anybody who wasn't married in history or didn't have kids in history, we are going to default to the idea that they were gay now.
To shore up the norm, right? They have to shore up the norm, because if only 5% in this country are actually gay, then that doesn't equate. So you've got to make it look like everybody on every corner, this is perfectly normal. I'm out of the closet. You should vote for me and my first man spouse, right? Like we should be there, and that's it's dishonest. It's dishonest.
You know the one that got me, though, guys? The one that got me this weekend, I think it was actually from a Fox poll, was on the front page of Fox News, that voters have decided that Trump has gone too far on immigration. Fox viewers have decided that Donald Trump has gone too far with his immigration policies. And we sit here and say to ourselves, well, what exactly has been done? What has happened? They're flooding in from all over the world. We've got Africans now being snuck across the border and immediately dispersed to all sorts of cities in the country without having been vetted for diseases like typhus, and let's say nothing about Ebola, right? Yeah. And so you, the numbers coming in, the arrest rates are down. The fact that this government is, they have no place to detain these families anymore. Mm-hmm. We're just dispersing them into the country, and the American people have decided that Donald Trump's immigration plan has gone too far. What planet is that from?
Yeah, and I don't believe it for a hot second. I mean, you talk to anyone in this country, and the majority of this country, and we're saying, my gosh, can we at least vet at the very least? We're not talking about a moratorium on anyone immigrating ever for the next 5 years. We're talking about the fact that, can we just even vet? Can we even just know who's coming through, please? That is not a whole lot to ask for. So I very much doubt that that poll is true. But I've seen fake news come out of both, because they're all pretty much owned by the same game. And that's, I think, something that we have to always keep pointing out as honest media, is the majority of the mainstream media is all owned by the same. And so the stories might be skewed a little, might be a different take, but you're going to get the same nonsense, because they want conservatives to think other conservatives are not okay with vetting. Right?
Right. And when was the last time, with regards to these polls, guys, when was the last time you ever heard blank conservative candidate way out in front? It always cuts one way, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's either a neck and neck race, or the Democrats are pulling away. That's always the narrative.
Yeah,
It has been, though, three years since we went through listening to how the poll said he couldn't win in 2016.
Right, right. No, that's true. And here's the other caveat, too, because I love your point. I thought it was brilliant. And here's the other one, is that all of these jokers running for office, the majority of the jokers running for office, have all been in office for a very long time. They all conveniently blame Trump for everything right now. But they're the ones that have been in office for 30, 40 years. They're the ones that have been in office since the 80s, where they've had significant play on a lot of the issues they're talking about, and nobody ever asks that question. But you're the one in government. You've been here forever. Why is none of this your fault? And we're going to see this blame game, escape route kind of junk from these people, and the nonsense that they're spewing. Like Biden saying he can cure cancer. Come on.
Is that as bad as Obama promising that the ocean waters would lower that he was president?
Yes.
I mean, this is what these guys come up with, right? We're going to cure cancer. Mm-hmm. We're going to lower the oceans simply by virtue of our presence. There was a great one of those campus segments that was done today where the campus reform, they went to a university and they started asking kids. They gave kids a whole bunch of statements. Mm-hmm. Letting them think that they were from Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And this long list of statements, right? And at the end of it, as you know what happened, of course,
yes,
they decided that the interviewer said, well, that was actually Joe Biden who said those things. And not one of those kids knew that Joe Biden was the one who had said these things.
Nope.
And so part of the appeal of the Democrat candidates right now is nobody knows who they are.
Yes, they don't even know who they are. They're talking points, and they're put forth by these think tanks and organizations to have certain talking points, too. That's why you'll always hear its name.
When the debates start and they have to start attacking each other, I think people are going to get a whole different picture of what's going on.
Yes, it'll be interesting to see what they attack, because I'm not quite sure how they're going to angle that. Like you said, when stuff's moving along right now on the economy, we have other issues, but the economy, it's going to be hard to see how they bash that. Be right back. It's going so well. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Took me for a ride. The devil cheated me. What a hell of a ride.
Hi there, welcome back to Kate Daly Show. Devil cheated me song. I love it. A little bluesy for you. Welcome back. I've got Uncle Milty with me on a Monday. We also have the great Dr. Duke Pesta and his radio show, The Dr. Duke Show. You can't miss it. One thing we missed talking about when we were talking about how the polls are always, if you're just joining us, right now the polls themselves are saying that he's just going to get killed. Trump's going to get killed in office and yada, yada. It's just such political theater circus right now, and that the dim-witted Biden or Sanders, or you've got Sanders or you've got Warren, are all just killing him. But here's the truth. Go look at a rally for Trump, right, Dr. Duke? Go look at a rally.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to announce he's running for president again, which, by the way, it should be the least surprising thing in the world. Yeah. Yet, because he's going to take the time to fly down to Florida and have a rally announcing, which is, again, the most boring news in the world, that he's running again. You got people lined up 24 hours to 40 hours in advance, sleeping in tents to get a ticket. You mentioned in the first segment, Kate, how they had to actually Photoshop people into Hillary Clinton rallies.
Yes.
And yet here, you can't even get people into an overflow building that will accommodate them.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, you know, Howard Kurtz wrote a piece for Media Buzz, and he's the only one that actually has pointed out, though, that these polls are nonsense. Because in 15 months, these candidates are going to be a little more well-known than they are right now. Mm-hmm. And things are going to change dramatically at that point.
Except for Trump. He won't be better known. He's well-known. He's been under so much scrutiny. Trump is Trump. It's his blessing and its curse, right? Mm-hmm. That he is Donald Trump. And barring some kind of radical bipolar episode when he immediately becomes somebody else, which isn't going to happen, we know what you're getting, right?
Yeah.
And the people who love him, and the ones who don't, don't. But it's the likability of an Elizabeth Warren or a Kamala Harris or a Joe Biden isn't going to go up the more you get to know him. As a matter of fact, the non-campaigning that Joe Biden is doing is what's kept him in the lead.
That's right.
Nobody wants to see this guy. He makes Hillary Clinton's campaign schedule in the last election look aggressive by comparison, right?
Yeah.
He's a ghost. You can't find him.
No, it's
and
true.
That's about the best thing he's got going for him. Stay out of everybody's mind.
Oh, it's so true. You know, I just as an overall picture sort of moment here, it is quite interesting when you guys were talking about how daily, you know, he's been, I mean, Trump has been ridiculed. Trump has been talked about. Trump is either the Satan of our time or he's the savior of our time, right? We have both extremes and then we have people in the middle on him. Isn't it interesting how big the news media has made the government presence in our life by consistently telling us that everything is because of government or everything's due to government or everything is saved by government. It's kind of interesting how much, in fact, we've actually ridiculed Trump more. They've ridiculed him more in the press than ever he would ever even do as a job as president of this country if he had the right kind of federal power that was limited. I mean, we actually are told that this is the end all be all. Everything is about government. It's not. It's about us, the people. We need to be doing what we need to be doing.
You're pointing out the hypocrisy here. The hypocrisy is the progressive left is blaming Trump and government for the problem. Trump is out of control. The government is too big and too dangerous under Trump. Trump is carrying government beyond its natural legal limits, which is exactly what they say they want to do if you elect us. We despise it when Donald Trump does it, but elect us and watch how we ignore the Constitution. When Donald Trump ignores the Constitution, it's against poor brown-skinned people trying to sneak in illegally. We'll do it for the whole country. We'll ignore due process. We'll ignore the First Amendment. We'll ignore the fact that it's a federal crime to come to the country illegally. We'll ignore all those things. We'll out-Trump Trump is pretty much what they're telling us. And look, go back to Donald Trump for a second. And just look at everything in the first 3 years they said was going to happen if we elected him. They said, number one, the economy would crash. It hasn't. It's thriving. Mm-hmm. They said, number two, that we would be drawn into all sorts of foreign wars. We have yet to be drawn into any foreign wars. Mm-hmm. We didn't start a Libya. We didn't start a Benghazi. We didn't do the kind of things that both Bush and Trump had done. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah.
We were told that if Donald Trump is elected, that due process rights were going to go away. They haven't. We were told that if Donald Trump was elected, racism, white supremacy and racism would thrive. It has not. Mm-hmm. Right? It has not done so. In fact, more Latinos and more African Americans will vote for Donald Trump, we know, in 2020 than had voted for any Republican in probably our lifetimes. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at those things there, all of their doom and gloom prophesying hasn't come to pass yet. In other words, the time for Donald Trump to have proven the left right has come and gone. And they've lost on that. They no longer can point to that.
Yeah. In fact, the left used to be the party of anti-war, didn't it? What's funny about this time right now is, like you said, we haven't engaged and started a Libya. Not yet, anyway. We haven't done that. And so now what is the accusation? He isn't good on our world stage. He's bad for our world stage, whatever the hell that means. I'm not even sure what that even – it's like I'll be bold without the bold. I don't even know what that means. But that's their complaint.
And where were these Democrat chicken hawks? Where were they when we actually were fighting the Soviet Union, right? I remember in the 80s when Reagan was trying to stand up to the Soviet Union, just like Trump is trying to stand up to China.
Right.
And all the Democrats suddenly fell in love with Russia, right?
Yeah.
The way they had their what did Rush Limbaugh call them? The Gorbasms, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were so in love with Gorbachev.
Right.
They gave the Gorbachev all the credit, and they blamed Ronald Reagan as a warmonger. The same Democrats that were cooking borscht. I mean, geez, Bernie Sanders honeymooned in the Soviet Union. He literally honeymooned in the Soviet Union. And now you would think that Russia, they're ready to go to war against Russia. Can you imagine Pete Buttigieg and Kamala Harris in the Michael Dukakis tank with their little helmets on? Could you would imagine a photo op that would make?
Yes. In fact, they ought to have a brand new slogan, because I'm tired of the same old slogans. And it should just be, I'm anti whatever they're for. That's really what the slogan, Democrat or whatever it is, whatever party affiliation, I'm anti whatever they're for, because that's the point that we're getting to now, is they don't even know who they are. It's so topsy-turvy and flip-floppy and everything else. And I think actually a lot of it is that we don't even, I don't even think we recognize it anymore. Do we even care? I don't know.
The only thing the Democrats have unilaterally in common is their united front in the destruction of unborn life. That seems to be the only thing that they can all agree on. And even those very few fringe Democrats who support life are now being drummed out of the party. So I can't think of another issue. And that, guys, that's not a winner.
Uh-uh.
Abortion through 9 months. Abortion and letting children die after they survive abortions. That's not a winning campaign slogan, which is why you don't hear them pushing it.
But they believe themselves when they say 70% of the American people are in favor of abortion.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. No, they're not. No, they're not.
70% of Americans are in favor of stopping abortions after a heartbeat or after the first certain number of weeks. That much more. That's you can get into the 70s on that number.
Yeah. But the 10% of the nation that's okay with up to 9 months are pretty soulless, and I wish they weren't American citizens. I truly do, because to be associated with people that are that evil to me, that would do that are that evil, I don't even understand it. I can't comprehend it.
And I don't think for one second that a strong majority of women are going to back that kind of murderous regime.
Yeah.
I get it. This is a women's issue. We're supposed to keep our mouths shut. I get it that that if you have male reproductive organs, you're supposed to just shut up and be silent. But I don't believe it. And they underestimated the women who voted for Trump too.
Yes.
After all of the horrible misogynistic things he's reputed to have said, a lot of women voted for him. And I think there are going to be a lot of women who would otherwise vote Democrat who won't, because of what's going on in places like New York and Illinois, the rhetoric that's coming from the top tier Democrat candidate, the fact that Joe Biden under pressure flip-flop. Biden could have been the only candidate, the one that was already leading, who could have defended the Hyde Amendment. No public funding for abortions out of this country, right outside of the country, or in this country, I should say. No federal money. He could have stood by that and pulled some of that on-the-fence Republican, Democrat, moderate votes his way. But by quickly flip-flopping on that and going over to the radical procedure, I think he's going to hurt himself there, too.
Yeah.
I just don't understand what's happened with the country, that they just don't seem to care when they're lied to.
Well, and the lying is constant.
Constant.
And the I'll cure cancer, all of these things, these lofty promises.
Yeah.
And then we in Denver, they had a council member that was elected that said, I am going to do everything I can to bring forth communism. You know, 50 years ago, you would have been arrested for that. It's so interesting how far, and I don't mean this in a good way, that we have come in acceptance. And well, that person just needs to say her piece. She's a communist. She loves communism, and it's okay. Everybody can be whatever they want in America. We used to just cringe at the idea of communism. And this person's out there going, I'm a newly elected official, and I'm bringing it in whether anyone likes it or not. I'm here, and it's coming.
By any means necessary, this councilwoman said. And that means she's telling you. The same people who are griping about Trump and his supposedly above the law legislating or above the law governing, She's basically telling you, we will bring communism to you by any means necessary. So I don't. The same lefties who keep pretending that Donald Trump has somehow shredded the Constitution are the same lefties who, when their communist buddies get elected, they have no problem with that kind of rhetoric.
That's true. And you made a brilliant point on a show not too long ago where you were talking about Biden being a product of our government paychecks, of our taxpayer paychecks.
Yes.
And didn't ever really live under capitalism, has no idea. And so when people shake their head and they go, how did we get to a place over 50 years, 60 years, where we are now going, well, socialism, I don't know if it's that bad. That's how, is because if you have a significant portion of the people on a taxpayer paycheck, the elected officials for 40 years on taxpayer funded salaries, you're not going to think any different. You're not going to vote against your paycheck.
No, that's exactly right. And I want to follow up on an issue here. So the polls are telling that we talked about, the polls are telling us that Trump can't win. But look at what the mouths of the Democrat left are saying. Wasn't it just this weekend that Bill Maher, repulsive Bill Maher, came out and told his followers that you're doing this wrong? Get rid of the political correctness. Mm-hmm. Get rid of the nasty tribal politics, or you're going to give Trump a second term. Just today, Tingles himself, Chris Matthews, right? Mm-hmm. Tingles, he got leg tingles, right? He came out on MSNBC and said that Democrat voters better not look down on pro-life voters. He said, mistreatment of pro-life groups by liberal elites will earn Donald Trump a second term. So the polls are trying to convince the Democrats that it's already won. But the conscience of the Democrat Party, these yammering radical sphincters like Bill Maher and Tingles, Chris Matthews, they're saying something very different here. They're saying what we're saying, guys. They sound like us. Mm-hmm. Your social identity politics is going to get Donald Trump reelected. Your radical pro-life and the nasty way you treat pro-life people, your radical pro-choice and the nasty way you treat pro-life people is going to get Donald Trump elected a second time. And I think they're right. I think most Americans do see through that kind of rhetoric.
It's a recognition. It's a recognition of where they know Americans are at, but they just keep wanting to influence the vote by actually using polls. And I'm sorry, polls are completely discredited now. You can't trust them. They're all owned by certain companies. They never disclose the questions.
Yeah, but if I were those pollsters who owned all this stuff, what I would be pushing was a narrative where it doesn't look like Trump can be beaten, that Trump is invincible, that the American free way of life is about to be subordinated to four more years, right? I'd push it that way.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I don't need a whole lot of money. I don't need a big fine car. I got everything that a man could want. I got more than I could ask for.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Glad to have you listening in. You can actually go get podcasts at katedalyradio.com, katedalyradio.com, and you can also check out the Dr. Duke Show. Fantastic show, Dr. Duke, and I love that you're doing it, and fully support it, by the way. I also wanted to mention this. Ted Nugent will be on the show July 21st, so he's going to be going on tour. Again, so that ought to be kind of fun to have him on talking about the tour he's about to embark on. Ted Nugent. Boy, that's back in the day. Wow.
Yeah. Hopefully he's going to go on his We're Hunting Democrats tour.
Oh, he's so fun. I mean, he is really a fun character. I wanted to talk about this on the heels of coming off of talking about this newly elected city council person in Denver saying, oh, I will bring communism. That's what I'm about. And I don't even think there's a lot of people batting an eye at that, which is unfortunate and sad. It does speak to where we're at right now as a society with the Bernie Sanders socialism special at hand. But I also want to talk about this, that we already know it doesn't work. That's why we all roll our eyes, is because we know. We absolutely know. And so what are the Nordic countries doing now?
The Nordic countries, who have experimented with all of this socialized medicine, are actually moving back towards private health care. There's a great article in the news today that's dealing with socialist Nordic countries are actually moving toward private health care. And rising support for socialism in the United States, here's from the actual article, comes at a time when politicians like Senator Bernie Sanders promise many great free services. However, in the Scandinavian countries, the systems are beginning to collapse under the weight of it with all the refugees. And Scandinavians are smart enough to realize, unlike Americans, mm-hmm. that when we start doing stupid things like communism, maybe we should turn back and go the other way.
Have you been surprised, Dr. Duke Pesta, at the rate of even conservatives saying, well, we need to do something. We need to do something. I find it intriguing and sad, but you'll find a lot of people that are starting to kind of have that, well, some of it's okay. Isn't that interesting?
Well, this is the result of the 24/7 news feed. Mm-hmm. The mainstream media outlets have done nothing for the last 3 years, and really for the last 30 years, but promote negative, negative, negative about the American economy, the American system, about the Constitution, about capitalism and free markets. We have been bombarded nonstop with endless, endless emotional appeals to socialism, to collectivism, mm-hmm. To nationalized healthcare. And so I think what happens is otherwise staunch conservative people, they start hearing it and hearing it and hearing it, and then everything's blamed on it, right? Everything that goes wrong in the world, climate change, it's because of capitalism. Oppression of gays and lesbians, it's because of capitalism. Mm-hmm. And so after a while, I mean, of this nonstop echo chamber, people become acclimated to that. They become afraid. They go from believing seriously in the foundational economic policies and constitutional values of the country to being quiet. They don't want to be to seem out of place amid the constant screed against it, to going to where you said, well, maybe it's not that bad, especially when they get there, the kids they send off to college mm-hmm. come home on spring break and lecture them about the joys of communism. Then they really start to rethink themselves.
Oh, it's so true.
One of the interesting things to me is that over the last 20 years, one of the examples they always point out is Scandinavia as being socialist. Mm-hmm. The reality is that between 2006 and 2016, actually private insurance has been on the increase in Sweden, yep. Norway, and Denmark.
Yes, and it's always been a part capitalism that actually kept them from folding.
Yes.
Right? And so they were willing to put up with the very small apartment. You don't really get much choice in having a house like you do here, right? You had to put up with the small apartment. You had to put up with their way of doing things and taking most of your income. But they didn't fold because they had capitalism, and I always find that kind of interesting. But, you know, on the heels of what you just said about, I guess, you know, I can concede that maybe as conservatives are starting to fall into that trap. What's interesting, they did an Associated Press poll, and the poll said that people were willing to give a dollar to climate change, but not $10. Okay, so 57% of the people were willing to give a dollar. They don't even know where the dollar goes. They don't even know if the dollar can help. And believe me, it doesn't. But they don't even ask about it, but they do it. And we were talking about this, Uncle Milty and I, because, well, I'm a nice person. I don't want to not give something. Is that where we're at? They don't even question it.
I think that is where we're at. And if you can buy, if someone's hectoring you from the left, mm-hmm. because that's all the left really does is hector people. If somebody mm-hmm. from the left is hectoring you, you're willing to buy them off with a buck. This way, you've given something. This way, they don't continue to hector you, and then you part ways. So I think there is a kind of a grudging reluctance on some of those issues. But you know, going back to the article, guys, I mean, it's really remarkable. It says Norwegians, Swedes, and Danes are all gradually increasing their use of private health insurance between 26 and 2016, the portion of the population covered by private insurance increased by 4% in Sweden, 7% in Norway, and 22% in Denmark.
Whoa.
For the last 10 years, as you guys pointed out, we're being lectured to all by the leftist zombies in universities that Scandinavian countries are proof that socialism not only works, but it's the most effective form of government. And yet over that 10-year period, they've been pulling back in meaningful ways, the Scandinavian countries, from their very leftism that's being praised in America.
And the main reason that they've been going to more private insurance is because they can't get good medical care under the old system.
Right.
So they pay the extra money for private plans so they can get access to elective procedures and specialists. when they need the service that they can't get through the government provided.
Yep, here's what the article says, exactly that. By contrast, it says, private plans offer wider coverage, shorter wait times, access to private facilities, and more flexibility in patient choice. How could you be against those things, right? Doesn't want wider coverage? I mean, wider coverage. It's not nationalized healthcare that provides the wider coverage. It's the private plans in the Scandinavian countries that are actually offering broader coverage, shorter wait times, access to private facilities, and much more flexibility in patient choice.
Weekend, when Bernie was promoting his single-payer plan, he actually said, though, that most Americans are actually their favorite insurance plan is Medicare.
They just happen to be older.
Yeah, they just all happen to be older people.
Yeah, the ones who can't afford anything else, they don't want to see their Medicare vanish. I get that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not choosing. Wow. I also just wanted to mention this too, because it was just it says a lot about where we're at. And you mentioned in the first part of the show today that conservatives, you'll never see the headlines ever cater toward a conservative point of view ever, and that's because we've had a constant influx of just major propaganda coming our way, telling us that these liberals rule the country and are the majority, when we clearly know they're not. But it's always interesting to me when it filters down into little incidences that happen that are so contrary to a conservative point of view and a conservative in general. And up in Washington State, there was an instance where there was some senior citizens, right?
Yep.
And what did they put a ban on?
Well, they banned them saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Mm-hmm. This group of senior citizens up there in Washington, where they had a habit at lunchtime of saying a prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance, and the Senate told them they couldn't do it.
I thought we had freedom of speech, or I guess
well,
I'm
not okay. The senior
so
center.
Dr. Pesta, what do you think about this? I mean, we're seeing more instances like this. This is why this is so concerning. We see it all the time in education.
Well, 10 years ago, they would have banned the prayer and allowed the pledge. 10 years later, they are banning the prayer and the pledge. What you need to recognize about this, I said this earlier, is everything that you and I take for granted in terms of traditional American values, free speech, the right to assembly, the right to religious expression, the Pledge of Allegiance, prayer, the things that we take seriously and have come to believe innately as part of what it means to be American, the left isn't just arguing against them anymore. They are trying to criminalize them. Mm-hmm. They're trying to turn traditional religion, Christianity is good to the degree that Christians become like Pete Buttigieg, right?
Right.
The kind of Christian that Buttigieg is, who calls out other Christians, who says, my way of Christianity is the only way, right? Mm-hmm. As long as Christianity evolves along radical socialist lines, like Pete Buttigieg, then it's okay. Any traditional form of Christianity that actually believes in sin, that actually enforces a particular moral code, that Christianity is criminal. And what scares me about this, 10 years ago it was the prayers being banned. 5 years ago they were banning flags from these senior co-ops.
Mm-hmm.
5 more years now, jump forward to today, they're banning the Pledge of Allegiance. What comes next in 5 years?
Right, right.
Well, the seniors contacted the local American Legion post. The commander organized a group to go to the senior center and help them.
And bring flags.
And they brought their own flags, and they were they got arrested.
For trespassing.
They said they were trespassing.
Oh, my gosh. And also, I think what's scary about this, too, is that it's the staff. So you have these young staff, very, very liberal staff, that are trying to implement these new rules. You have to huddle in a corner over here to say the Pledge of Allegiance. If you do say it, you're not allowed to, you know, broadly say it. Oh, I didn't think freedom of speech was restricted to whispers when, you know, they don't like what they hear. But look at the staff, and are we looking at a bigger, broader, scarier story here? Because we have a lot in this age group that are leaving, that are very patriotic and love this country, and you have a lot of up-and-comers that you always talk about, Dr. Pesta, on this show, that don't feel the same way and don't care if they trample.
I think it is a much bigger problem because, you know, the idea that what's under attack is the idea that there is an American culture. Mm-hmm. So we don't, there's no such thing as American culture. There's no such thing as the American people to the progressive left. All they see is people who've come from other countries, and those countries take precedence over this one. So if you're an African American here, America means nothing. It shouldn't mean anything to you. It's the African that matters in you. If you come mm-hmm. from Hispanic countries, right? If you're Cuban American, if you're Venezuelan America, there is no American culture. There's just a Venezuela. You're just Venezuelans living in America. And so what you're seeing here is a progressive attack on Americanism, right? Even the idea that there is an American culture or that there are an American people, they don't believe that anymore, which is why they believe illegal immigrants actually have more rights in America than citizens do.
Jeez. This is scary. It's scary because as that generation goes, what are we going to be left with? I mean, talk about a struggle and talk about a struggle psychologically in this country for what it means to be an American and what their version, this new crop, what their version of being an American is or what we should honor. That's what's scary.
One more example before we sign off. Mm-hmm. The University of Oregon has a statue in its quad of a pioneer. It's not a particular explorer. Mm-hmm. It's just a man in fur and skin, the big beard, who's just out there. He symbolizes the pioneering spirit of America. Young faculty members and students want the statue removed now because the idea that there was a pioneering spirit in America, a spirit that tamed a continent and brought civilization to it, now is offensive to Native Americans, to Asian Americans, to Black people. So the pioneer has to, because the pioneer, that pioneering American spirit that gave us capitalism, that put a man on a moon, that won World War II, that pioneering spirit now is seen as an affront and an insult to non-Western cultures or to minority cultures. So the pioneer who represents all Americans, they say only represents privileged white Americans. And so that aspect of American success has to be pulled off college campuses.
But scary.
Where did it ever come from that we had to make sure that we as Americans didn't offend people from other cultures?
Well, the people, it used to be, Milty, take that one step further. Mm-hmm. People from other cultures, and they're still doing it. They came here willingly. They risked their lives to get here. They recognized in America a better opportunity and a better culture and a better civilization. It's the progressive left now that's telling not just us, but those immigrants, you should come here, but keep your own culture. You should come here and displace those nasty white people who built it. You should come here and ignore the laws and the language. You should come here not for opportunity, but for entitlement, not for a chance to make money, but to be handed money. That's what we're telling these kids, these immigrants from the progressive left. The melting pot is gone to be replaced with balkanization.
Jeez, that's scary. It's very, very scary. And we really need to do more education at home and make sure that our kids and grandkids are being educated on actually what's going on and the real what America is truly about, what it's supposed to stand for. Because really, the founding fathers wanted the bulk of our education to be on the Republic. They wanted us to understand what we were fighting for and standing for, and we have failed to do that. That's why I'm glad you guys do Freedom Project Academy. It doesn't take any federal funding, and it's an amazing school. Nationwide accredited because they're teaching true curriculum. You can't find that anymore. Make sure and check out the Dr. Duke Show. Freedom Project Academy is the school, by the way. And the Dr. Duke Show is amazing. Thank you, Dr. Pesta.
See you next week. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless.
We'll be right back. You'll never believe this summer camp. They have a new summer camp for kids, and you're just not even going to believe who's putting it on. You're just not going to believe it. So you're just going to have to come back after the break because we have to talk about this. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Don't miss Financial Strategies, Saturday at noon on St. George News Radio, 1450 AM and 93.1 FM. Financial Strategies, hosted by Trevor Carlson, will introduce you to the products and professionals that will provide you with the best strategies and tools to live more abundantly. Tune in every Saturday at noon to Financial Strategies, right here on St. George News Radio, 1450 AM and 93.1 FM. Financial Strategies is brought to you by Heritage Reverse Mortgage, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 149.97455.
Don't suffer through another summer on a sweaty old mattress. Get the latest in cooling technology from the brands you know and trust at Best Mattress. Sleep cool, be cool, and pay no interest for 72 months. Best Mattress, home of the Sleep Easy Guarantee.